Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's Mike Check, the podcast by Mike Myers. Woo, 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 woo. And we clear.
What's up, horny babies, horny babies, horny babarinos, and welcome to another episode of Mike Check, the only podcast that goes through the films of Mike Myers just to check if they're still shagadelic, baby. And so far, it's actually shagadelic right now, I'd say.
It's really shagadelic. We're in an exciting period of Mike history where Mike content is being made week to week. This shit is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
That voice that you're hearing is from one of the most beautifully beautifully renowned comedians in Australia.
That did not sound like what you were about to say. Okay. And my brain finished the rest of the word for you.
What was it?
And I am fuming at what that word was.
What did you think I was going to say?
I'm not going to say it. I dare not speak its name.
I was going to say retconned. Yeah, you started out one thing, then you changed your vibe, and no one was to ever know. That's Cameron James.
That's right, and you're Alexi Toliopoulos.
That's me.
And this is a very special edition of Mike Check because it ain't an episode of Mike Check.
Oh, we are flipping that script one more time.
Yeah, let's throw caution to the wind. Fuck it, dude, whatever.
We are going to be doing a Will Forte podcast, and we watched the movie MacGruber.
And we got a very special guest on, and I think before we dive into that very special podcast, let's discuss why we chose MacGruber.
Because he has not really worked with Mike. People are probably going, what's the deal? What's the dealio with this? Well, here's the dealio with this. MacGruber is an SNL movie.
Uh-huh.
It's based on an SNL sketch, not unlike Wayne's World and Wayne's World 2.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it co-stars one of Mike's collaborators.
That's right, which I forgot about and continue to forget about until you hit reminding me. Ryan Philippe
himself.
Or Philippe.
Philippe, Philippe, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'll say whatever I want.
Whoa,
yes,
dude.
It's around 8 p.m. It's quite late right now. I've got off the edge.
Holy.
But he is the co-star of 54, the Mike Myers movie.
Very exciting, very exciting. Now, let's just dive in.
Let's dive in, baby.
Fuck this shit. Let's dive right into the deep waters of the Will Forte spin-off episode where there's a Will, there's a Forte.
What's up, Naughty 40s? You're listening to another episode of Where There's a Will, There's a Forte. I'm your regular host, Alexi Toliopoulos, and with me, as always, is my really nice friend, Cameron James.
Hello, and thanks for having me on your show. I'm very excited to talk about this movie, MacGruber. pumped to talk about it, in fact.
Yeah, I'm pumped up, and that's the truth. And joining us today is a special guest. You may have seen this guy on the television with his TV show Fancy Boy. His name is Stu Dolman.
Good, hello.
I have a question for you, Stu. Fancy Boy, is there a question mark at the end of that? Like, Fancy Boy?
Fancy Boy?
Anyone fancy a boy, or is it a statement?
I think it's a statement.
Yeah, if you've seen the show, it's one hell of a statement.
It is. Thanks for having me on your podcast and going out live, beaming on the airwaves.
This is a web show. This is going out live to all the fans. I'm going to be checking the board, so if you want to comment in, comment on where there's a will, there's a forte.will, W-I-L-L. So come on in there, join the boards. I'll be checking them from time to time, saying what you think is cool.
Yes.
And Stu, you decided today to talk to us about the movie MacGruber.
Well, I just love MacGruber. I'm a very big fan of Will Forte. I think he's one of the greats. And I think MacGruber's one of the very funny video films.
It is a funny video. We didn't watch this on video today, so we watched it online, so that does count as a video.
We streamed it.
Yeah, we streamed it. And might I say, what a high-quality stream it was.
Yeah, sorry, Mum, by the way, if you're listening at home, stream is when you play it live on the internet.
It's not a creek or a little tiny river that runs through your farm.
Yeah, it's
or
not
whatever.
A tributary or anything like that. It's thing that you put on the internet.
Yeah.
We've got a little message coming in from the boards right now. Mm-hmm. Will 69.
Yep.
Fort. Okay. That's what his name is. Okay. And a little underscore at the end. He says, yeah, it's not a billabong either. So, you know, we got our funny fans out there on the web saying funny stuff
I'm
as well.
I'm so glad that we were interrupting the flow of the vibe just to hear their chit-chats.
We just got another one in. This is from Kristen Weird. And they say, yeah, flow like a river itself, not unlike streaming services. So they got a lot of funny stuff to say. Thanks for tuning in.
Billabong is actually one of my favorite brands.
Really?
Yeah. Especially when they're short at Megabong.
I love that.
Oh, come on, dude.
I love that sort of shit. I love it. I'm always, do you mean like a weed bong?
Yeah. Like.
Like a water pipe. I love that shit.
Yeah. Like when you put the t-shirt on, you say bong on.
Yeah.
Come on. That's really awesome.
Did you ever have a bong shirt in high school?
No, I just billabong.
Yeah, cool. What are some of your other favorite brands, Stu?
Santa Cruz. Santa Claus is a good, very good brand. Well, it's actually made up by a brand, Coca-Cola. Because like they wanted people to buy things around Christmas time. Illuminati was trying to get the calm, the economy. But speaking of Illuminati, MacGruber was actually brought out around Christmas time.
Yeah, of course. What a wonderful Christmas treat for everybody to have. So just go spend a little time with the family and even Nan and Dad and Pop. All of them are going to come watch MacGruber with us in the cinema.
Nan, Dad, Pop, Illuminati.
Illuminati.
That's the triangle right there.
That's it.
And I in the middle. Me. Yep. Me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I'm the son.
The brother, the holy brother, and the big brother.
And big brother, like the Illuminati, is always watching.
The brother, the holy brother, and the big brother.
And speaking of always watching, we were always watching MacGruber tonight. And we had a really great time watching it. We enjoyed ourselves. Let's dive in a little bit straight off the bat. Now,
what the world needs is a hero who's so top secret, we don't even know his full name.
Hello, MacGruber.
Don't worry, this is just like Nicaragua.
I got shot in Nicaragua.
This is nothing like Nicaragua.
My name is MacGruber. Capital M. A. C. Capital G. R. U. B. E. R. Get behind him!
Oh my God, is he dead?
Yes, he's dead.
Don't worry, we got your back. We're only 7 blocks away, so if anything goes down...
7 blocks?
Okay, you got me. About 20 blocks.
Get ready for the best action.
Just do exactly as I say.
I mean comedy. I mean action.
action comedy of the decade. On May 21st.
I'm a virgin.
Not for long.
MacGruber and his team will rid the world of evil once and for all.
I cannot wait to cut off your dick and shove it in your
mouth. MacGruber.
MacGruber, coming to save the world May 21st.
Where have you been?
I just took an upper decker in the master bathroom.
Upper decker?
Yes, where you take a number two in the water tank and not in the bowl.
You look great.
MacGruber from 2010, directed by Jorma Taccone. Is it Jorma or Jorma?
Jorma.
MacGruber from 2010, directed by Jorma Taccone. MacGruber teams up with Piper and Vicky Sanelmo, and they learn that an evil criminal intends to use the warhead to destroy Washington, D.C. The film stars Will Forte, Kristen Wiig, Ryan Phillippe, Powers Booth, Maya Rudolph, and Valerie Kilmer.
Valerie, one of Valerie's great performances.
I mean, she's great.
You know, my favorite Alanis Morissette song was Valerie before she died.
Wow.
Wait.
I think you mean...
Do you mean Amy Winehouse?
Yeah, that's... Hang on. The guys on the boards are coming in.
Very similar, though.
So we got one coming in from...
too many billabongs.
From Ryan Philippe... Philippan?
Philippe, if it's a Philippe? I think it's Philippe.
Hang on, Ryan Filipino is actually one of our overseas listeners. And they said, I think you mean Amy Winehouse.
Yes. Yeah, I already said that, so we didn't probably need to read that out.
Well, sorry. I had the boards open. We've got to try and let the listeners in somehow.
Yeah, Valerie was the song written after Val Kilmer.
Yeah, it was.
Out of Val Kilmer, actually.
It's a beautiful song.
He's the one that Kilmer'd her.
And he's a beautiful actor and renowned as an asshole. As
renowned and rotund.
Again, I heard the rit and I just thought you were going to say something else. I don't like it. But,
okay.
But I'm thinking it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's stacked it on a little bit for this movie and that's fine. What do we think of Val?
I dig him. I think he's all right. I dig the man. I'm a big Val man. Big Valman, actually. I liked him in Heat.
Yeah.
So what was the other one? The we played...
The Saint?
The Saint?
Yep.
So the Heat Saint?
The Heat Saint.
And the Batman.
The Batman?
Yes. When he plays a titular... the Batman.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, we played The Doors.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fucking oaf, brah. That is some really funny shit in that movie. That's some funny stuff.
What's funny about it?
Just he's got that long hair.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
He's like swaying around and stuff. It's actually...
Rock and roll is actually kind of funny.
Yeah, because they...
Yeah, I guess so.
They have good sense of humor.
I think it's pretty serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's so serious? Well, you're not allowed to make fun of rock and roll.
Yeah, and first of all, I thought you were going to quote the Joker and say, why so serious? And I got fucking pumped because I love The Dark Knight.
Yeah, I am pretty twisted. I would do something like that.
Yeah. But rock and roll is serious. It's just all about serious shit and, like, big issues. And The Doors especially, very fucking deep, poetic, man.
Yeah, I think they were ahead of their time, much like the MacGruber.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah. MacGruber was ahead of his time when he's defusing those bombs.
It came out in 2010.
It came out in 2010.
You know, and it's funny now.
It's actually crazy that this bombed. I mean, I'm watching it now, I was thinking if they only had a couple of bigger stars in it, it would have been a hit, right?
And if they only had the real-life MacGruber there, he could have defused that bomb, and the movie would have done really well. That was from Ryan Filipino again, from the boards. I was going to steal it and say it was my own, but it was actually Ryan Filipino. So
anytime there's a bad joke on this podcast, that's just us reading out.
No, it was a funny joke, but...
Okay.
You know, maybe I didn't deliver it how right.
Is he typing it in Filipino and then you have to go see translation?
I got to quickly translate it into Google Translate, Babel Fish, if you will.
Have you seen Filipino writing?
I've never seen it.
It's real curly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Much like Kristen Wiig's curls in the MacGruber. Head of a time.
Was this the first time you'd seen MacGruber?
Second time I've seen it.
Second time. Cameron?
Second time. How about you?
First time.
Oh. Yes, wow.
Lucky you.
Oh, and what a joy it was to watch it with two of my dearest friends.
Yeah.
Stu Dorman
yep.
and Cameron James.
Now, as a first-time viewer, can you tell us what did you expect to get with this film?
I pretty much got what I expected, which was really good. And what I expected was a barrel of laughs. But I was a big fan of the MacGruber sketches on SNL.
Yeah.
I think they were tonally very silly and stupid, and I was curious to see how they were able to extend 1-minute sketches to a full 90-minute feature film.
Yeah.
And they did so wonderfully because basically they just figured it's a parody of this very specific thing that happened in the 1980s and 90s, like, you know, your shitty action TV programs.
Some of my earliest TV memories are watching MacGyver with my family.
Really?
In Cape Town, South Africa.
Really?
I used to love MacGyver and Airwolf. Those two shows.
Those two shows. What was it about them that you loved?
Because it was a cool man. Defusing some shit. Come on. And then after Airwolf. Come on, a helicopter flying around, blowing up shit. What? I'm a 5-year-old kid. Love that shit.
Well, you certainly have convinced me.
I'm reserving judgment for now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I'd love to. Ask my mum. If you call my mum right now. If we call my mum right now.
Get her on the line.
Okay.
Should I ask her? Wait. Should I do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you want to do it?
No, I don't want to wake her up.
She's not as fucking wings. Can I do it? Can I honestly
do
it?
Yeah, of course.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. I'm going to call my mum. Okay, hold on.
Ryan Filipino just said, can't wait to find out how this ends.
Right, here we go. Text from mum. Call her.
Put her on speaker.
All right, here we go.
Hope she's not doing anything embarrassing right now.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
okay.
I hear it.
Okay, we all good?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Mom, how you going?
Okay, how are you?
Pretty good. What's happening?
Nothing, really.
Okay. Hey, I got a quick question. I'm doing a thing on a podcast right now. Do you remember when we used to watch MacGyver when I was, like, 5 years old in Cape Town?
Just hang on. When we watched MacGyver.
Yeah, do you remember watching MacGyver?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you tell me how much I loved MacGyver?
Oh, God. Well, I used to tell you...
Yep.
...that, when I was cross with your dad, I'd say, because you loved MacGyver so much, and I said, don't worry, darling, I'll get rid of your daddy, and I'll marry MacGyver. And one day... Dad was driving her. You came out and you jumped up on the couch and you looked out the window. You said, "Daddy's home." And I said, "Which one?" You said, "The old one."
Okay. So I love MacGyver a lot.
You said, "Oh, it's the old one."
Ah, man. Okay. And then we used to watch Airwolf. Is that it?
Yeah, Airwolf. And you used to draw Airwolf.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, anyway. That's
on my shoes, yeah.
In the barn.
In the dolphin book.
The door,
on the dolphin book as well.
On the car window.
Car window.
In the kitchen.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, that's all we really need to know. Thanks for taking the call. I'll speak to you soon, Mum.
Okay, darling.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, see you soon.
Love you, bye.
Well, we just got some confirmation.
Yeah.
And can I just say that I now believe you.
Yeah,
you
I wanted MacGyver to be my dad.
Yeah, that's some intense love right there.
So you really love MacGyver more than your own father?
What?
On par, maybe on par.
Yeah. I was pretty happy that he came back.
Yeah, you got it. That's exciting shit. And that was I could see where you got the gift of the gab from just there. She painted a real picture. All you asked was a simple question, did I like MacGyver?
Yeah.
And we got two full stories. That's fucking great.
Yeah. She's a riffer.
Yeah.
Mum loves to riff.
Yeah.
Loves a riff.
That's great, man. So you got riffing from your mum.
Yep.
And
Dad just got a lot of, calmness.
Yeah. And that's really important in comedy, is to just stay calm.
Yeah. And he's, you know, he's got a good visual eye.
Really?
Good aesthetic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do too. You have strong aesthetic.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
It's got a good moustache.
Yeah, moustache, the clothes, all of it.
Well, speaking of moustaches, I'm moustachio a question.
Yeah.
What did you think of Will Forte in this movie, Cameron? He's one of your favourite comedians.
He is, yes. One of my favourite stand-ups. He's a great comedian and a great actor. And I've been a fan of his since all the collabs he did with Tim and Eric on Tim and Eric Awesome
Fortin
Show.
With Will.
Great job.
Yeah.
Fortin with Will. Crazy the the Crazy Horse mattress one. Oh, yeah. That is actually still one of my favorite sketches of all time.
Yeah.
The mattress one.
Yeah.
It's insane. That's the thing I think that made me like Tim and Eric. So, yeah, and then seeing him become a dramatic actor in the last few years has been very exciting for me.
Oh, Nebraska's beautiful.
Yeah. It was a beautiful movie.
So much heart.
I mean, it's in black and white.
Yeah, who gives a hoot?
It's still...
Yeah, dude, what do you got a problem with black and white for?
Oh, I thought my TV was broken.
You see, you do. Fucking idiot. You fucking dumb piece of shit.
Oh, come on. One of your famous tirades yelling at me again?
I'm off the chain.
Stop yelling.
Okay.
Were you like, oh, it's so funny if you watch a black and white movie, but if there's like a color title at the beginning of the movie, does that like make them think that their TV's fucked? Or that's like, intentional? Whoa,
hang on, wait.
Yeah, it's like flip. I remember I went to Kill Bill, the first Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And
Volume 1.
Yeah, Vol 1, baby. Vol dot 1. And we're sitting in the movie and 10 minutes in, the sound wasn't working.
Oh no.
And everyone thought, wow, this is brilliant. And then this is fucked.
Stop the reel.
Yeah, what a refund. So I started playing the movie again with sound.
Wow, and that must have been a really...
But it was in black and white, so everyone thought it was like, whoa, Tarantino's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's like a silent movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
Hey, if anyone could do it...
T-Bone.
Yeah. Big QT, one of my favourite actors.
It's the QT.
I love him as an actor. Love him in Desperado. He's so funny.
I loved him in Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, as the voice.
The voice. Meanwhile...
But what happened to the coffee pot? Meanwhile...
But yeah, Will Forte is like one of the greats, man. He's so funny. Like,
what is it that you love about him?
Just the desperation, everything he does.
That's it for me too. He just does exasperated and stressed out so good.
Yeah,
it's so funny. Him losing is cool. Is so good. I don't know why it is. I think it's just because he's so intense.
Everything he said on SNL, I don't care how dull it was. It's kind of like Carl Mooney these days.
No matter how
dull or how unfunny it is, I just think it's so funny, you know, because they're trying to play it straight, but they're not. It's just so funny, like just to kind of duck out of water kind of situation, just seeing him there is so funny.
And I think he's got a real great energy where it's like, it doesn't quite vibe with everyone else.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things from SNL that he used to do was he used to do like a political... either a pundit or a new politician called Tim Calhoun. And he would have this real awkward manner of speech where he would be like slowing down and starting up like, and being very precise with what he's trying to say, reading off palm cards and stuff. And it would always be on like a Weekend Update, and it would just be interrupting whoever, whenever they were about to start talking again, he'd interrupt them and start going on another monologue. I think he's one of the kings of monologues of all SNL history.
Yeah.
One of the kings of monologues.
Him and Mike.
Myers?
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny cunt.
Yeah. They're two of the great monologue kings because they can just jam-pack so much melodrama and silly eccentricities into a long spiel of talk. Very good. Very impressive stuff. Yeah, I think for me it's the intensity. Seeing him like go bright red, his eyes bugging out.
Bulge.
Just like fully... The scene in this movie when he's... when he gets knocked off the case for the first time and he offers to suck Ryan Philippe's dick and he just like rambles and he's crying like, I'll suck your dick, please. I'll suck your fucking dick.
Not it's the first so time on funny. One of our podcasts where another character has begged to suck Ryan Philippe's dick.
That's true. In 54, that is a very famous moment starring our friend Mike.
Yep. Mr. Mike.
He's a really funny cunt if you don't know who he is.
I think, like, as I said, he just sells it so hard, but then over the top and goes over that. You know what I mean? Like, he oversells it, and that is so funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just everything in this movie as well, like, the way MacGruber, like, kind of just, like, overdoes and everything. Like, the, you know, you got the cool music, and then it cuts to, like, the smooth jazz.
Oh.
He's taking his radio everywhere, and he's like... Oh my god, this is good stuff.
He brings so much to this movie. This movie lives and dies on him. And I'll tell you, I don't think it ever died. I think this movie was soaring all the way up to film
But see, this is the thing. This is such a film where, you know, you can kind of understand why it died at the box office.
Because totally.
It's so, like, you know, middle America would just go, what the fuck?
This is
so bad.
Especially because, like, it's not exactly like an action comedy, like something like Lethal Weapon, where, you know, they are quipping and stuff. There's, like, no quips in this movie. He's the only real comic character. Everyone else is pretty straight. Even Kristen Wiig, they're all pretty straight, real characters. He's the only one that is fucking bonkers, narcissistic, man.
Like, Maya Rudolph maybe gets it a little bit.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
True. Yeah.
But she's dead and it doesn't matter. So, like...
tragically, we did lose.
We did lose Maya Rudolph.
Yeah,
unfortunately, we lost her.
Yeah, pretty early on, but yeah. Good comeback.
She had a good... good innings.
Whoa.
I don't know, like... what was I going to say? Can't remember. Oh, well.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, fucked it.
Never forget things.
Keep that bit in.
Yeah. Hey, don't cut this. Don't cut this. I'm going to try and think of something to say. There was something I wanted to say, too, that was... What were you saying just before?
That he's the only real comic character, and everyone else is pretty straight.
No, there is one gay character in this. The Big Show plays a homosexual, which is fantastic.
Great representation for Big Show.
Yeah.
He's got great agents, that's what I'm saying, to get him a movie like this.
Yeah. No, I think the thing about these kind of big, broad comedies that bomb, whenever they... I always hear bad press about these kind of things first. Like, the same thing happened with Masterminds when that came out 2 years ago, or even the Alan Partridge movie didn't really fly over here or anywhere. And then I forget about them, and then when I watch them on Stan or Netflix or whatever, I'm always like, how the fuck did these things bomb? They're always
so funny. I don't remember
so
MacGruber being that funny.
It's so funny. There's joke, like, every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Whether it's a visual gag
or
it's a
local
great...
gag as well.
Oh, man. There's just so many different types of jokes in
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, I reckon, I don't know, because it's 7 years ago. It came out 7 years ago.
Yeah, 7 years
and
ago.
And I think the only... Because Team America is actually quite similar.
Yeah, I would say in its tone, definitely.
Yeah, so,
very straight faces, no winking, no nudging.
So I think you automatically, if you're watching it as a general audience, you'd know straight away that's a joke because it's puppets.
Yeah, yeah. True.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas, like, if you watch something like this, you're like, oh, this is just a really bad movie, or it's intentionally. It's always that line. You know what I mean? Like, say we watch comics, like a lot of comics I love as well. It's the same thing. It's that line. They're just teetering on. You know what I mean? Like. Some of my favorite comics do that. Like, even Will Forte, I've, like, heard little bits of his stand-up, and he does that. Like, Tim Heidecker, with the way he does his stand-up as well, and his impressions and stuff. It's like, some people would go into that. Like, if he tried that at the Oatly.
Yeah.
It would be beautiful to watch. But they would not get it.
They wouldn't
get
it.
You know what I mean? No. They just think it's really bad comedy.
Yeah, because this... I think you're right. This movie doesn't, like... There are a few times when it goes quite broad, but for the most part, it's just a really... accurate portrayal of an 80s action movie. The dialogue is almost word for word from certain things from the 80s and 90s.
It's lighting as well. It's over the top.
The lighting you were saying was very Bruckheimer style.
Yeah.
Always backlit.
Yep.
Whenever they're indoors, there's always a huge window with those golden streams of light coming from behind, catching all the dust and stuff.
But all those little details are so spot on, and like, it's not even pushed too far.
No,
like,
they could go further.
If you could imagine a movie of this where the room is full of those kind of windows.
Yeah.
But this does it in a really subtle, nice way where, you know, people like us who know these movies get it. But maybe for the middle America or whoever would just be like, this looks like The Rock, but it's not as cool as The Rock. The action isn't as good or whatever.
Yeah, but like you were saying, it's like it's pretty much the beginning of it was entirely... The Rock, the first 5 minutes of The Rock.
Yeah, it really is. This long monologue of this guy going, he's been decorated with 16 purple hearts.
Yeah, just pumping out credentials. Yeah, yeah. Just like...
Three tours of Vietnam.
Yes, 16 purple hearts.
Yeah. Like, that's such a fucking expositional trope from those kind of movies where they need to set up the hero.
Yeah, he's been dead for 50 years.
And I love it. I love it. But it's not too far removed from those movies that it's making fun of.
I think where they really nail the dialogue in this film, where for me, so much of the comedy comes from, is that, like, monologuing at each other where it's clear neither of the characters are listening to each other. All they're trying to do is one-up the last thing the other person said.
Yeah, like I'm about to do to you right now.
Oh, come on.
Dude, I got laid yesterday.
Oh, dude. It's time for the laid report. Cameron got laid yesterday. Stu, did you get laid yesterday?
Nah. I did a real bad gig.
Yeah. Well, that's similar. That's similar.
That's close.
That's getting fucked in one way.
That's close.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Cameron takes it out of the laid report this week. Congratulations, Cameron.
What about
you're the winner.
Like, did you cop the load off?
Better left
unsaid. Did you shoot one out? Did you throw any ropes?
Listen, I'll be honest. The custard stayed in the tub last night.
Oh, real mature. This is real mature stuff.
So that was a laid report. And Cam's the winner once again.
Thanks, man.
12 weeks running.
Thank God he hasn't asked me to prove it. But I'll
get the wifey on the line.
Call her up, call her up.
No. Oh, fuck. Please don't make me.
Were you a fan of these action movies? Well, I know you're already a fan of MacGyver. Fuck, that's going to happen a few times, I'll tell you that. Especially now that we're on the sauce. Alcohol, that yep. is. Yeah. Yeah,
and a bit of pizza sauce as well.
Yeah, bechamel and stuff.
Rocket Brothers.
Were you a fan of like these kind of 80s action movies that MacGruber is so perfectly aping?
I don't know. I think, look, honestly, probably, you know, I really liked Under Siege and all those kind of movies, you know, like when I was growing up.
Yeah.
But
bit
I really...
A cigar head, huh?
I liked a bit of cigar, but also liked a bit of Die Hard and stuff
like that.
But I was really kind of more into... I really like watching comedies and dramas. Comedies and dramas were...
Yeah.
Well, like a good comedy drama.
Both masks.
Yeah, the two
or
masks.
Or dramedy.
What do you prefer, comedy drama or a dramedy?
I'm a Kamara. Comedy drama.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Kamara.
Kind of like a comedy festival show.
Yeah.
A little bit of drama here and there, but still all gags.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of gags, but also a bit of heart.
Yeah. And in a laugh... End in a laugh, please.
Should we give some tips to any young comics that are going to do their first festival show?
Yeah.
The board is lighting up, by the way. A lot of open micers on the board. They said, Cameron, what's your hot tips? Stu, we'd love to hear what you've got to say.
Sure. Look, make them laugh. That's rule number one.
Yep.
I'd have to agree. Yeah, if you get a bit of truth in there, that's always a plus. Trying to get the Herald Sun in, that'll always...
Yeah, absolutely. Chortle, don't give him a comp. But they can buy a ticket like anyone else.
Yeah.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ken,
you know, no one really reads Chortle, but you will probably use the pull quote if you get a good one.
Yeah, I only used one line, and it was the first one, and everything else I don't think I didn't understand.
My tip would be if you can't be a good comic, be a good promoter. That way your friends can't say shit about you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Apply for FMV.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give it a crack. Yeah. Give it a crack. Just, I mean, you know, why not? Send the email, just learn how to do it.
Yeah, but have a backup.
Have a backup, yeah.
Have a backup.
Tickle Pit.
Yeah, Tickle Pit's good. LOL Gallery.
Yep. Yeah. What about The Infusion?
Now, they were the one that had the... they had the asbestos, all asbestos stage, famously.
Yeah, yeah, and they used to have one show, you'll be the late show, the asbest boss. The best boss out.
Best of the fest.
Best of the foss.
This is just for us right now.
Just for us, just for last, that's what I'll say.
just saying.
Yeah, just saying.
What about you, Lex? Did you grow up in these kind of 90s Brookheimer movies?
Not really too much. I was more into the Rockies of this kind of this era stuff I was really into. Mm-hmm. But I've been catching up with them recently because I find the kitschiness of them to be just divine. And there's
kitschiness for the fashion sense, or there's the...
The fashion sense and just the kind of the whole aesthetic style of them all.
Well, I mean,
the music as well, the overtop nature of all the music and stuff I find just to die for.
Sure. So you're thinking of like Michael Bay kind of...
Michael Bay, there's
early
one...
Michael Bay.
Like there's one movie in particular I really love that I think... I always think of when in relation to these movies. This movie called Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins. And there was not a sequel ever made to that movie. But it's real funny. It's got Fred Ward in it. And it's basically... He's like this... amazing special ops guy who is trained by an old white actor in yellow face makeup how to be the true warrior.
Wow.
It's real good. Highly recommend checking out Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins.
Where did you find this?
I found it on DVD.
Cool.
At a video store. It's
what, just
good.
Like one of those, you go digging or...
Yeah, when I used to work as a video store as a teenager, we found it there, and I was fascinated by this, that there's this movie called The Adventure Begins, and I'm like, I've never heard of this franchise before, and then looking it up and finding out that there's no other movies in it, they tried to make a series, it just didn't work. I just found that really, really fascinating. I ended up catching up with the movie a couple of years ago, and it's not that bad, yellow face aside, but it really sings true for what these kind of movies are, with that bombast nature where everything's just jacked up. Babes, babes, babes. Muscles, muscles, muscles.
That's why I was like, when I saw The Mask, I was like a bit confused as why people weren't mad that he went green face. Somebody stop me.
Smoking.
If you got him.
If they did a sequel to The Mask now, he'd have to be on patches or gum.
Oh, yeah. Is Jim Carrey smoker?
I just think you just shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You couldn't get away with it now.
Not in this day and age. The amount of stories he was smoking.
PC culture.
Yeah. I don't think he could do it.
Yeah. I'm smoking. It causes cancer.
Yeah. They'd have to put a political message in it like that.
Yeah.
Now I,
or at least put a little thing on the DVD.
Like, if we could please stay on task. I did grow up with these movies.
Yeah, I thought so.
I adore them. The Rock, Face Off, that kind of era. Mission Impossible 2. This era of movies that is not really good.
Yeah. Mission Impossible 2 is a favorite of mine.
What about Independence Day?
Independence Day, anything with Nick Cage from that era, Gone in 60 Seconds, like fucking anything. All the shit that he did where he played the same character.
Con Air.
I love Con Air.
Con Air's great. Got Dave Chappelle in it.
Yeah, I love him.
That's why I love Con Air and You've Got Mail.
Con Air is my favorite Chappelle special. And I really do adore them. It's not even a level of irony for me anymore when I watch these kind of movies. I watched The Rock like two or three days ago just because I wanted to have it on.
Yeah.
And I was alone, so I can't call anyone to prove that I did watch this.
Well, it checks out.
Okay. But so I think when I watch this kind of thing where they're making fun of it, I'm loving it so hard because every camera angle is spot on, every like music cue is spot on. all the popular music that was used. Mm. Like having Wolf Mother over...
Yeah, which is the modern day equivalent. Yeah. Well, 2010 yeah. equivalent, perhaps. Yeah.
A Wolf Mother over a montage of him getting ready is already just so funny to me on now, this like, weird meta level of like, well, like choosing a kind of lame rock band. But it's still a kind of cool song, but it's just they're
but
a bit
they
lame.
Knew that it's going to be shit in like a year.
Yeah, it's just, it was so topical. And there's a Hive song in this as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's all kind of cool stuff, but just a little bit lame. Mm. And that's just what makes it so good to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love when it switches the music immediately to what he's playing in the radio.
To what he's really hearing,
And I'm definitely going to go look that up on Spotify. Like that Spotify playlist.
The soundtrack.
Otherwise, I'll make it. I don't give a shit.
Guys, I hope Stu makes this.
Yeah.
Stu's freaking out.
I hope
this
is your project, however long it takes. I hope you
get it
done.
It's on the to-do list. It's in the notes, baby. Make that MacGruber playlist on Spotify. Make it public. So the public can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'll follow it.
Yeah, that's dope, brother.
Hey, man.
That's cool. Brother, holy brother.
big brother. Yeah, man. Who's who out of us three?
What, the big brother? Polly brother?
Thanks, brother.
Polly brother?
Brother.
Cool. Brother. And you're the big brother?
Big brother.
Big brother. Yeah. I'm the oldest.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Die Hard with a Vengeance for me is like a huge movie.
Oh, God. Love it.
Yeah.
I love all of them. Oh, I mean, the original trilogy.
I never actually saw any of the other ones. I never saw any of the other ones. Only Die Hard with a Vengeance.
What about Die Hard 1?
No.
Die Hard 2?
I refuse.
You got to see Die Hard.
I know.
It's amazing. 2 you can pass.
Yep.
But 1 and 3 are fucking great.
Well, I just saw 4 and I just fell in love. And I thought that was enough for me. I didn't need to go back and challenge anything. It's like, come on, man. Jeremy Irons. You know what I mean? Going head to head. Bruce Willis.
Sam Jackson. We got William Irons and all the cool guys in it.
We got Bill Irons. We got Sam Jackson. And there we go.
Bruce Williams. It's really
You've got to check out
really
Dry
funny.
Hard with a Vegetable. It's really exciting stuff, man.
Yeah. I love his walk. Walking through Compton, and he's got that bloody, Harlem. He's got that board saying, I love pizza.
That's not what it says, man.
Nah.
No, it says something much worse.
Yeah, because that would get him, and that's why vengeance.
Yeah.
You get a bit of vengeance.
You get a bit of vengeance for some shit like that.
Yeah, you gotta get, like you gotta play, you but gotta get him.
But speaking of Dry Hard with a Vegetable, one of the funniest scenes in this movie does involve a hard vegetable.
It does.
I'm talking about a celery stick. Mm-hmm. One of the funniest things that MacGruber does. We're going to be talking about the MacGruber touches, the moments of fortitude in this movie where we check off every time we do this special podcast where we discuss the funniest things that Will Forte does.
Well, here's an interesting thing if we're talking about that celery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because
we're
there
talking
is a,
the celery.
Because there is a sketch in the SNL series originally where he's drinking a Bloody Mary and there's a celery in it. Is that a reference to... I don't know. Is that kind of some kind
of
weird reference?
It must be some sort of reference because they are aware of the past that they've created.
Mm. I don't think so, man.
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's just a happy accident.
I think it's happy a weird accident. Yeah. And
have you seen Happy
cool.
Feet? Love that movie.
Yeah, man. Happy Feet too.
Whoa, you're such a good dancer.
Thanks, man.
Do it again.
Oh my God. So sparkly.
Dancing around the room right now.
Flip it.
Whoa, that was a weird one.
Whoa, that's a backflip, but frontwards, weird.
Now he's on the ceiling, kind of like the baby in Trainspotting.
He sucks up his bunghole.
Yeah, he does suck celery up his butthole.
That was your favourite moment?
I think it was one of my favourite moments. There's a few, many moments in this film that really made me cack it up. That was one of them, because it's him trying to cause a distraction. And baby, it works. You can't deny it.
Yeah.
One of the other funniest moments of fortitude in this, for me, that was totally unexpected, is...
Will Fortitude
in this is when he... actually has sex with Kristen Wiig, which was an extremely funny scene. Apparently on the day, I remember seeing an interview with either Will Forte or Kristen Wiig that was contemporary to this film on like the Tonight Show or something, and apparently the air conditioning wasn't working that day, so a lot of the reactions of her like turning her head away and stuff was because he was sweating really hard on her and she didn't want to get it into her face.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was, man, that spoils it, because I thought she was just laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Because it's so funny.
It's so funny because it begins very passionately, like your Jerry Bruckheimer love scenes, you know, those soft fades.
Yeah, it reminds me of Top Gun, you know.
Yes. Like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, the soft fades, the twinkles and stuff. And then it just turns to him mercilessly.
I gave you boner for years, that.
Yeah. You know that song won Best Song at the Oscars?
I reckon one of my first boners.
Really?
Listen to that song. If I do it now,
call Mum. Call Mum. Let's find out. I don't believe this one for a second.
Okay, and then it hard cuts into him just jackhammering on people up, making the worst fuck noise you've ever heard.
Worst
in your life.
Dirty talk. I'm gonna fucking shoot in you. I wanna shoot in you.
I'm gonna shoot.
I'm gonna fill
fucking
you up.
Explode.
I'm gonna fill you up. And then he leaves. He feels guilty for cheating on his now dead wife. And then he goes to her grave to speak to her. And then her ghost appears.
And he fucks her ghost. And it's exactly the same. Same style of shooting.
Beautiful.
The same joke, the same music.
Beautiful.
The only difference is that we see it from the perspective of someone else, and he's just humping the air naked. Very, very funny.
So funny.
But he's fucking exactly the same too. Just that.
I'm gonna shoot.
Oh.
It's the best joke in the movie, for sure.
It's a 10 out of 10 joke.
I reckon it's top number one joke.
What's your top two then? You were about to say.
Well, I think the other one is definitely the reason why Val Kilmer, the monologue about why Val Kilmer is actually is after him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like,
so funny.
They've just been kicked off the case for the second time. Oh. They're having beers out the back. Kristen Wiig's gone to go to the toilet. Number one and number two. Number none of your business. There's number two. But then he goes, Felipe or whatever. Yeah, goes over.
Filipino.
Filipino. Goes over and says, why do you have such a big thing with cunts?
Mm.
And then he gives the whole reason, and there's no justice.
And I love that he starts it by going like, I have no idea why cunt hates me. We went to uni, we went to college together, and then he just tells the most elaborate backstory that completely explains why they're
friends
against each other.
And paints him perfectly as the villain.
Yeah.
He stole his girlfriend, stole his wife, got her pregnant, terminated the baby.
Yeah, he terminated Val Kilmer's...
Val Kilmer's child.
Yeah. It's so funny. Because he's such an unlikable piece of shit, but somehow it works.
It totally works. Just because it's all that narcissism. I think it works because the character is so clearly flawed and damaged.
Oh, and Will Forte is very aware of that.
Oh, totally. I think that's why it works, because he is like such an unlikable guy, but because he wears his horrible flaws and damages on his sleeve, on his heart. He begs people to suck their dicks forgive him.
This is probably why people found it so... Because when people get thrown with a role twisted on you, they get really confronted, because they see MacGruber as the hero of this movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, they're like, MacGruber's the hero. Oh, this is sick. But he's the dumbest fucking piece of shit. He doesn't use guns.
He's a coward.
He's not going to work as a coward. He's like, and people are just like, what the fuck? Like, that is the simplest thing that can just, like, blows people's minds.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the smallest character trope that, or even just, like, plot thing that, you know, tool, and people are just freaked out by it, and that is such an interesting thing.
Yeah, that's very true. Even with other action comedies that are in a similar vein, usually the hero is still a hero in some way. But in this one, he tells a monologue about how he made his girlfriend get an abortion.
Like, even in
and
something...
still you like him.
Yeah.
And even something that's, like, very similar to time like this, like NTSF, SD, SUV, the Porsche, hilarious series,
or
very much in the tone of this.
What's the Elliot... Chris Elliott one? The Chris Elliott show? You know, with Gelman in it?
Yeah.
God, I can't remember.
Brett Gelman?
Yeah, the one with Brett Gelman and Chris Elliott.
Fuck, I can't remember.
It's called, like... I don't know. It's like a parody of Walker, Texas Ranger.
It's like Hot Fuzz kind of thing as
well. Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know, like how... But the thing is, like, because that's British comedy, and generally British audiences are quite a lot, you know, they're more on the joke. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, we got Christopher Elias from On the Boards. He says the movie's called Eagle Heart.
Eagle Heart, the TV show. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
I've got to watch
that. It's amazing. It's very similar to that. Yeah,
sick.
And it's directed by Jason Wolanow, who did all the Human Giant shit.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Like, a lot of Aziz and stuff.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it's really fucking violent and...
Oh, man.
Gory.
It's a good time. If you're not watching MacGruber, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Guys, if you But you're right, though. The British are normally okay with their hero being an anti-hero.
Mm. Yeah.
Like Alan Partridge and David Brent and people like 99.
Like Monty Python been doing that stuff for like 40 years.
Yeah, true. Yes.
Like, you know, like the whole Holy Grail is about how dumb King Arthur is.
Yeah.
You know, and like how they, you know, and there's like, what? Just because a watery tart through your sword. It's like... basis for a system of government, like, you know what I mean, like they're kind of used to it, whereas I don't know,
Americans still need a hero to root for in a way.
Yeah,
and this movie is a sledge against that exact thing.
100%. Yep.
Because these are the movies where it's that big American hero, it's the Tom Cruise, it's the Harrison Ford, Steven Seagal, true American heroes, and it's just sledging them, taking that down, tearing it apart.
Yeah,
and in times like this, we do need an American hero.
Yeah, but this is 7 years ago. Obama was in power.
But even think about... Two years in. Think about, like, another... A similarly toned one, Tropic Thunder, was also not a huge hit for that reason. Because audiences...
I think that was a huge hit, wasn't it?
I think it was big internationally.
It got... It was nominated for Oscars. Downey Jr. was nominated for an Oscar for that film.
Actually, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, what? Tom Cruise was nominated for Golden Globe.
Yeah, I don't think it was as big a... You know, it wasn't like a huge... It was big internationally, anyway. But yeah, I think, again, Americans don't like seeing their heroes be dumb people in a weird way. Even if it's a comedy.
It's a shot at them, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's interesting.
Whereas Aussies, we love our heroes to be dumb like us.
Chopper, he's dumb as fuck.
Chris Castle. Lilly. Yeah.
Castle. Kenny.
Castle, one of the greatest movies ever created. Dave Stratton gave 1.5 stars to,
yes,
by the way.
I think about that all the time.
Ooh.
I think about that all the time.
How did he justify that?
He said, "I think that
just
was,
not funny, Margaret."
Well, he thought it was making fun of
punching down.
He thought it was making fun of the working class. Yeah, when really it's just a heartfelt tale.
It is.
He gave Romp Stumper 0 stars.
Yeah, he actually refused. He didn't even refuse to. He refused to give it a star ranking.
Why?
Too
scared.
Funny. Too funny.
Too funny.
Good comedy.
He just never. He could never hack.
Hence the term romp com.
Alright.
Romper Stomper did go on to win the Barry that year, so it's all like worth
it. Yeah, in the tradition of The Martian, won Best Comedy at the Golden Globes.
Now, let me ask you a question. MacGruber 2.
Yep.
There's a lot of buzz. Will it happen? Will it not happen? It's been a 7-year wait. Yorma Taccone is still saying that it will happen.
Yeah.
If it does, do you think you'd see it? Would you be interested in seeing a sequel to this?
I definitely would see it. 100%. I don't think it will ever happen because of how bad it did at the box office.
They keep saying that they're going to do it.
The movie made less than $10 million at the box office on a budget of $10 million.
I think it made a lot less than that. I think it made like two.
Fuck, that's really fucked up.
I'd love $2 million, though.
Oh, man.
I'd love that shit.
If I could get it.
And I'd love to lose, like, 7.9.
Yeah.
That's the fun stuff. Yeah. Losing is the fun stuff. But if I got even just $1 million, I'd make MacGruber 2. So if you guys want to send it in to me, you can find me on... You can just send it in on the boards. I'll put my...
Here's a question. Who would you pick as... Because they've got Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Who would you pick as the baddie
I would have said Bruce Willis, but now I don't know.
Nicolas Cage, I reckon.
Cage would be good. Sam Jackson.
Cage the Beast.
I'd see Sam Jackson as a villain.
Oh, yep.
Be fun.
Or even...
What about just Danny DeVito as the Penguin?
Yeah. As the Penguin.
As the Penguin.
Yeah. Yeah, bring him back.
I'm into that.
I'd love to just see Will Forte do both roles.
Yeah.
Much I like Mike that. Myers.
Yeah, Dr. Evil, Austin Powers style. Yeah. Get him to mix it up.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
That'd be real fun because I think he's got the intensity to play both. Or bring back Maya Rudolph as the villain.
Ooh, is this
really
a sexy
twist it up.
Evil ghost?
As an evil ghost. And make it a horror movie.
Mm.
Not unlike Haunted Mansion.
We could do. What about John Travolta?
Oh, yeah. Travolta could do that. He basically plays these roles now. In fact, Val Kilmer and him look a lot alike.
Yeah.
But this is the role that Val Kilmer is playing now. Like, he's in all these direct-to-DVD movies playing, like, the fat, like, dirty evildoer.
What happened to him?
Man, have you seen Heat?
Yeah.
Yeah,
huge, he's awesome gambling with that problem.
Really? That's based on real. Yeah, he actually put his own money into those scenes, betting that he would win.
He wasn't even acting, didn't even know the camera.
Yeah, he's put his own salary. He said, if I can double that, I get to take it home.
He doubled down.
Little did he know that was written in the script that he couldn't win.
Oh, yeah. Brutal.
Val Kilmer.
It's a shame that Val's not. I mean, he's a great actor.
Yeah, Valerie.
It looks like he doesn't care anymore.
Oh, God, I think he cares. I think he's really worried. I'm worried about Val.
Okay.
I'm really, really... I'm starting to spiral right now. Thinking about Val Kilmer's career. I'm really worried for the guy.
Yeah, I'm worried.
I hope he can bring it back.
Yeah. Do you hope he can?
I don't know. I hope so as well.
Yeah.
Have you seen... What's the one about the porn? He plays the porn actor?
It's called...
Woody, Buddy,
Wonderland.
Wonderland.
Yeah, Wonderland. He plays John Holmes.
Australia's Wonderland.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays the bush beasts.
Yeah. I was going to say Space Probe 7. But,
oh, okay. Yeah, a little more apt. He probably does do a bit of probing.
Because his acting was totally, like, praised in that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't
well, he was considered the Brando or the James Dean of his time when he started. Like, when he was still a student at the Actors Center, people talked about him like, this guy's going to be one of the next great performers of his generation.
Imagine coming up through uni and people saying that about you.
Yeah. Well, I did communications. People said Cameron's going to be one of the great communicators.
He's going to really do a few good pods one day.
Yeah.
He's the next Marin.
It would be.
Well, people said, she likes MacGyver a bit too much. A bit weird.
Stu wishes his dad was MacGyver.
Yeah, still to this day.
I don't like that. I don't like that about him.
He's 34.
No, it's important to have dreams, and we all have dreams, don't we? And some people dream that their dad's MacGyver, other people dream for more realistic things.
But then, okay, Will Forte has gone on from this to do so many amazing things. Like, Nebraska was
Last Man on Earth.
So much heart. That, oh, my God. Mm.
Gorgeous movie.
Incredible. Right? And then, Last Man on Earth with Mel from Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Kristen Charles.
She's great.
Great comedy.
Kristen Wiig with Bridesmaids. Mm. These people can't touch. They can't do a bad thing.
Exactly.
Philip Hayes doing a TV series based on the movie Shooter at the moment.
Yeah, good on him.
See, this is the thing. You got supposedly the two most. This is an interesting point. Okay, so you got Kristen Wiig that and Will Forte coming out of SNL around about the same time. Okay, their careers are like
really soaring up.
Yep, they're getting head up.
Doing a soaring motion with his hand. Right
and then
now.
You got Val and Ryan Philippe.
It's like, just a solid decline.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when, at the end of the movie, when MacGruber tried to chop his dick off, but he didn't have a dick left.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have dicks left.
Yeah, that's that was shit. The lowest moment in Val Kilmer's life, I reckon.
Was that they proved that Val Kilmer doesn't have a dick? that was his own blank spot, I heard. And it was a surprise to Will because it was written that the scene that he was going to fake cut off his dick, but he didn't got one.
You know, but and also like he pissed on him at the end as well.
Yeah,
and like that is like on a movie. Like because we had to do it for Fancy Boy. We had to convince this gangster guy to be pissed on by Schuster, and it's a hard question to ask. You know, like there's a line where you might get pissed on.
And
like he was a good sport about it. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, see, now you say that Val Kilmer was an asshole, but he did agree to get pissed on at the end of the movie.
Maybe he didn't know though that was going to happen.
They just sprung it on him.
Well, I think it's CG piss. I don't think Will Forte actually pissed on Val Kilmer.
And also, he was like 10 kilometers away from him on the floor. The
wind, would have carried him.
Yeah. So I mean,
this is some heavy piss.
I think this is a low point in Val Kilmer's career, and he knows it.
I think
he had fun. Yeah, he would have had fun.
He got the joke.
He's going to be remembered for this. I think he's a fun, clever guy.
I'm on board.
I think he got the joke.
And like we said, they all wanted to do great things. Will Forte did Nebraska.
Mm.
Kristen Wiig did Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Val Kilmer, he didn't make it, unfortunately, and sadly, Powers Booth actually died a few weeks ago, so...
Yeah, he
tragically,
did.
We did lose him.
We did lose.
I thought Felipe Booth was really great in Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, but yeah, that was before this. And he's all right in 54, too.
Yeah, he's great in 54. Again. Great bod.
Yeah, great.
Great he's rig. Actually got one of the sickest rigs in all
fucking
films.
Great rig.
You can't ignore that rig.
You can't question it. When he sticks that fucking celery up his butt. Oh my God.
I had a good look at the glutes.
Oh, yeah, not man. A single droop of sag.
That is
there.
A soft bodied glute.
Oh
yeah.
That's a real Perch. Supple glute.
Perfectly textured, I must say.
You can feel it.
If only you could feel it, I would.
Well,
speaking of wood. Knocking off time.
Is there anything anyone would like to say to sum up their feelings on MacGruber right now?
MacGruber is one of the great comedies of our time. It speaks to a generation of SNL fans that love ironic comedy. I think it is one of the true early bastions of irony in comedic cinema.
Wow, that's very well put. I agree. There's a lot of, I think it's going to, people are going to look back in this movie like the way they've looked back on so many other SNL movies. Like,
yeah.
Like Happy Gilmore and stuff like that.
Ladies Man. Yeah. It's and, Pat.
Yeah. You know, House, Animal House.
Yeah. House O's.
House O's. Yeah.
House O's versus
the Authority. Clowns and White House.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, so I think it's just, I can't believe how funny it is. And so. It still feels so new, funny.
Mm.
7 years later, after it was made,
yeah,
and
it's
still
fresh.
These guys are still, you know, they've still got so much more stuff to do.
For a film rated 49% rotten on Rotten Tomatoes,
really,
this certainly does feel fresh.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Yeah, I recommend every naughty 40 out there to check it out. It's really funny. It's one of those unsung cult comedies that people didn't give it much stick at the box office, but. It deserves to live on streaming and watch it. You'll laugh so much.
If you love Nebraska, you'll love
Yeah, very similar. Very similar.
Yeah.
It's a huge recommendation. Stu, thank you so much for joining us on There's a Will, There's a Forte.
Oh, mate, I've had so much fun. You guys are some of my favorite boys.
Oh my God.
Feelings mutual.
We've been saying how good it is having you in Sydney. We love having you. We love hanging out with you. It's like a friend injection every time you come back home.
Oh, thanks. I'll be back soon.
Yeah, come back.
You feel free to come back and be both. You guys have slept on my couch before.
Yeah, man.
We'll do different it again.
Times. Yeah, come
different
on,
times.
Go,
come on
yeah,
down.
Different nights.
Yeah,
right. Swap it out.
We'll do it. We'll top and tail it. We'll come back.
Now
I'd love
we're talking.
To.
Now we're talking.
That's a dream come true. Is there anything you'd like to plug, Stu?
Just hit me up on that Snapchat. I got an email.
Stu@dolman.com.
Yep, that's me. Stu@dolman.com.
You got Twitter?
Yeah, I got Twitter. Stu_what. Same on the Instagram.
Love
that's
it.
Good shit, dude. Great. And Stu does some great tweets and Instagrams out there.
I love the stories.
Stu's stories are the best in the game.
I love playing stories.
And you've got a new web series that you're doing?
My new web series?
Talking about your fish?
Yeah, I've been talking about it. It's called Talking Fish. Yeah. It's on Facebook, fucking thing. Yeah.
That's Stuart Dolman on Facebook. It's real funny.
Yeah, so silly.
Oh, you're a blast. You're a gem. You're a treat. Thanks
love you boys.
For joining us.
Love you, boys.
Alexi, is there anything you'd like to promote while
at the moment, if you are in Sydney, I'm hosting and running movie trivia at Golden Age Cinema and Bar. Mm. It's every Tuesday evening. It's so much fun.
Oh, man,
there's always going to be Austin Powers questions, Vin Diesel questions. So if you're a fan of this show, there's always going to be something in there for you to do. And you will kill a real film buff's hopes by winning all the prizes. It's real fun. Come on down. You have to book ahead at our the website's www.ourgoldenage.com.
It's a great bar, a great cinema, and Alexi is one of the great hosts.
Where is that?
It's in Surrey Hills. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Cool. Yeah.
Man, I wish I could have gone.
It's an amazing cinema. Awesome. I would like to plug on the 18th of July in Bondi in Sydney. Come and see Becky Lucas and Cameron James doing a one-off show called Bad Blood. It's stand-up and it's also us probably arguing live on stage. Also, Splendor in the Grass.
Yeah, we're doing Splendor.
Anyone who's coming to Splendor, Stu and I will be there both doing comedy, both having a blast, ripping bongs. Dropping acid.
We're in Billabong
and just having so much fun at the comedy tent, so come check us out.
Yep.
Fuck yeah, it's gonna be fun, man. What else can I tell you to do? Follow Mic Check Pod on Twitter, follow the Mic Check Podcast on Facebook, talk to Alexi on Twitter @ThisIsAlexi.
Yep.
and me at I Am Cameron James. And if you enjoyed this show, and if you enjoy Mic Check, why don't you swing us a 5-star review on iTunes and leave us the name and title of another spin-off pod you'd like to hear, perhaps something like...
Well, we got one from EVB, who just said, this podcast is like an onion. It has layers, and all of those layers are groovy, baby. Keep on the lookout for their other actor-specific spin-off podcasts, such as Locked, Stock, and Two Smoking Ferrells, about funny man Will Ferrell.
That is good.
To find his two finest movies, or his two smoking ferals, as they say.
That's great.
They do say that.
Yeah, we can't wait to do it. That one sounds like a lot of fun.
That does sound a lot of fun. I can't wait to do it.
Make sure you smoke up before you do them.
Oh, I'm grinning now. Brother, I'm only doing edibles at the moment. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for listening to us. Bye, babies.
Bye.
It's Mic Check, it's Mic Check, the podcast by Mike Myers. And we're clear.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.